The Dark Arts of Genius, Episode 1. Hello, I'm Robert Jameson, and I'm interested in how we can make the world a better place by unlocking people's potential for intelligent thinking. In these podcasts, I'm going to be presenting some ideas about what I think are the key skills and capabilities at the heart of genius. More importantly, I'm going to be suggesting ways in which these skills and capabilities can be developed. I've called this series The Dark Arts of Genius because it deals with what, for many people, is the unmentionable, unacceptable, inappropriate and downright offensive subject of how some people are so much more intelligent than others. If you don't want to take the risk of being offended, then this series is not for you. This particular episode serves as an introduction to the series. In episode 2, I'm going to be hitting you with the big one, the big secret of genius, a monumental, potentially life-changing revelation. But stay with me, don't skip ahead, because I think I need to start by being clear on a few important introductory points. Firstly, I want to say a few words about philosophy, because whilst I regard this as a philosophical series, it differs considerably from what you might normally expect in a philosophy podcast. For one thing, I'm not going to be mentioning the great philosophers or referencing philosophical concepts in any sort of formal academic fashion. I want to encourage people to be philosophers. But what I don't mean by that is that they should study the lives and ideas of famous philosophers. It seems to me that all too often, people who are supposed to be studying to be philosophers end up becoming walking reference guides to the lives and ideas of famous philosophers of the past, having neglected the development of their own potential to philosophize about issues for themselves. It's not that studying the great philosophers is a bad idea as such. It's very important that some people do engage in such studies. But I think we should be careful not to confuse such historical studies with actual philosophy. Being knowledgeable about other people's ideas does not make you a philosopher. Indeed, the temptation to instinctively reference that knowledge can easily hamper rather than enhance a person's ability to think intelligently about an issue for themselves. Now, some people, even some senior academics, might ask, but isn't it a waste of time to philosophize about something, only to come up with an idea that was already thought of by a famous philosopher hundreds or thousands of years ago? Well, no, obviously not, because besides the importance of the idea, the process of coming up with ideas for yourself is an extremely important one. It's brain training. It's vital practice. Practice of the skills that can enable new and original ideas to be developed. This still applies regardless of how many times the idea has been thought of before. No, philosophy for me is about the art and practice of thinking. A philosopher is a dedicated practitioner of the art of thinking, not a repository of knowledge, but someone who has applied themselves to developing their own capacity for intelligent thinking. And how does someone develop this capacity? Well, that's essentially what this podcast series is about. Next, since these podcasts are largely concerned with the concept of intelligence, and with how intelligence can be nurtured and developed, I want to briefly explain what I mean when I refer to intelligence and intelligent people, so as to avoid certain confusions that might otherwise arise. There are many attempts to obscure the meaning of intelligence. These are often born of political correctness. It is politically incorrect to suggest or imply that some people are especially intelligent, because that implies that other people are less intelligent. And that is deemed to be offensive. But I think it would be helpful for our purposes to put aside the politically correct idea that everyone is intelligent just in different ways. When I talk about intelligence, I mean it in the traditional sense of intelligence referring to a person's intellectual abilities. Their capacity in terms of being able to form and develop sound rational arguments and to understand ideas. Their capacity to follow rational decision-making processes. In this traditional sense of intelligence, some people are clearly far more intelligent than others. Not wanting to accept this fact doesn't make it any less true. So now we're clear on those points, I want to make the key suggestion on which this whole podcast series is based. And it is this. Intelligence is developed, not inherited. You can learn to be exceptionally intelligent. People sometimes speak as if intelligence is something you are born with. Well, that's probably a rather unhelpful way to think about it, because the truth is that if we define intelligence in terms of actual thinking skills and capabilities, then the ability to think intelligently is clearly something you have to develop over time. If you define intelligence as a potential rather than an actual ability, then yes, you could argue that intelligence is something you are born with. But that's not really what we mean when we say someone is intelligent. We mean they have the ability here and now to think intelligently. So intelligence has to be developed. Some people may, of course, be born with a greater potential than others, or perhaps more accurately, with a more easily accessible potential than others. But intelligence itself comes through study and practice. It doesn't have to come through formal education. It can be developed through informal means, but it does come through study and practice. To become intelligent, you must learn and practice the skills of intelligent thinking, and utilize and develop the character traits that enable you to apply them consistently. It may well seem obvious that being intelligent in the way I've described requires study and practice. It may seem obvious that such intelligent thinking has to be learnt, but that's just it. People often fail to see or fail to appreciate the obvious. If studies on the subject are to be believed, the vast majority of people consider themselves to be of above average intelligence. Some of them are correct. Some have a rather inflated view of their abilities, and many others are seriously deluded. The real problem, however, is that so many people act as if there is little they can do to improve their intelligence. Even those that do apply themselves to study are often focused on building knowledge rather than boosting their intelligence. The world's most intelligent people, however, are those people prepared to work hard to become intelligent. They lack the arrogance to believe that intelligence is theirs by right. They understand that intelligence is something you have to work at. The chief requirement to be able to develop exceptional intelligence is simply the determination to learn the skills that intelligent thinking requires. It seems to me that intelligent thinking and intelligent behaviour are incredibly important. We could do with a more intelligent world. More thoughtfulness, more consideration. People, animals, and the planet we live on repeatedly suffer as a result of unintelligent behaviour. And unintelligent behaviour is a common and obvious result of unintelligent thinking. To make a better world, we need intelligent people. Rather more of them than we have now. But what can we do about it? The first step is to realise that we can do something about it. Intelligence can be developed. People can be trained to be more intelligent. But is there a reliable method of doing so? People are born. Most grow up to be not very intelligent. Some grow up to be reasonably intelligent. And very few grow up to be geniuses. But what if we didn't have to rely so much upon chance? What if it were possible to take reasonably ordinary people and train them to develop the super advanced thinking skills of a genius? If we could find a way to do that with any sort of reasonable success rate, then surely that would be amongst the greatest discoveries in human history. If even 1% of the world's population could be trained to develop genius-level thinking skills, our prospects for the future could be dramatically transformed for the better. Well, it may well be very much possible. The biggest barrier lies simply in the difficulty of finding people willing to study and learn the skills and attitudes involved. That's why I'm making these podcasts. I thank you for taking an interest in these podcasts, because by doing so, you're taking part in a great experiment to try to make the world a better place. That's the end of this episode. I hope you found it interesting. To find out more about my work, please visit imos.org.uk. That's imos.org.uk. And please join me again for episode 2, in which I shall reveal the amazing secret of how to be a genius. Thank you for listening.